DemocracyNow.org, the War and Peace Report, as we turn now to our last segment. On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear the appeal of the well-known Georgia death row prisoner Troy Anthony Davis, likely setting the stage for Georgia to schedule his execution. Troy Davis was convicted in 1989 of killing an off-duty white police officer, Mark McPhail. Since then, seven of the nine non-police witnesses who fingered Davis have recanted their testimony. There's no physical evidence that ties Davis to the crime scene. His case has garnered widespread national and international support from figures like Pope Benedict, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, all calling for clemency in his case. John Lewis, the congressman from Georgia, has also weighed in. With his legal appeals exhausted, the fate of Troy Davis rests largely in the hands of Georgia's Board of Pardons and Parole, which could commute his death sentence and spare his life. Earlier this month, federal regulators seized Georgia's entire stockpile of sodium thiopental, a sedative used to carry out lethal injections. This means even if the state sets a date for Troy Davis's execution, it can't carry it out until the Drug Enforcement Administration concludes its investigation or Georgia switches to another drug. For more on these developments, I'm joined now by Troy Davis's older sister, his staunchest defender, Martina Correa. She's an anti-death penalty activist. She's in Savannah, Georgia. She's joining us on the Democracy Now! Video stream from her home. Martina, welcome to Democracy Now! Talk about this latest development, enormous setback for Troy, the Supreme Court refusing to hear his case.
Yes, good morning, and thank you for having me. We were really shocked and appalled yesterday when we received the news that the U.S. Supreme Court had denied Troy's petition for a new trial and denied the petition to ask the lower courts to at least look at the new evidence. And so, you know, it was a total setback and shock to the attorneys as well, because when the U.S. Supreme Court deemed in June of 2010 that the lower courts in Savannah should listen to the new evidence, they let one judge decide whether or not he felt he believed the new evidence enough to give Troy a new trial. And, you know, what this did was it set the stage, because they brought Troy back to the same community, same court system, same prosecutor that actually had convicted him initially. And so when you walked into the courtroom, the judge had the demeanor that no matter what Troy's lawyers had to present, no matter what the witnesses had to say, he already had predisposed decision about denying Troy. And then when he sent that information to the U.S. Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, of course, the court has changed its dynamic a little bit, has refused to hear the case because everyone just keeps passing this. And no one wants to look at the actual innocence, and no one wants to look at the witness recantation as a real strong and viable part of this case. Even though new witnesses have come forward, they were actually criminalized in the hearing in June and made to feel ostracized by coming forward. And it was really amazing because the police officer that testified at the hearing could not remember anything about the case, and they actually had selective amnesia. So the judge said that he would believe the police officers over recanted testimony of any witnesses. So it didn't matter what we had to say or what we had to do. The judge had already predisposed himself against Troy. And so when we went back to the U.S. Supreme Court, we were hoping that they would give us some relief because the judge did not even follow directions given by the court. But the court again decided that it doesn't want to handle the case and it just wants to pass the buck. So they did not deem to hear the case nor ask the lower courts to hear the case.
Martina, what was the most compelling new evidence that you felt needed to be heard?
Well, there were three new witnesses who had heard Sylvester Red Coles, the other person involved in the case, who he had confessed to, and that he had been bragging about killing the police officer. And two of these people had no criminal history. And, you know, the judge, when they got up on the stand, the judge was like, you know, if you're another witness going to get up here and say Sylvester Coles did it, you know, if Sylvester Coles is not here, how can we, you know, take your word over his? So, you know, one person had come from the hospital having surgery just to testify. And her voice was a little low because she had surgery on her throat. And the judge was like, if you can't speak louder, we're not going to listen to your testimony. And she was like, I just got out of the hospital. This is the loudest I can speak. Of course, we could hear her, But, you know, it was like the judge didn't want to hear anything anybody had to say.
Martina, we have 10 seconds. What do you think needs to be done right now?
I think there needs to be a global mobilization about Troy's case, and the fact that in the United States is not unconstitutional to execute an innocent person needs to be addressed once and for all by the U.S. Supreme Court. And I think that we should get as many people involved, pro and non-death penalty people, to stand up and say, this is not why we support the death penalty. Killing innocent people does not bring justice to either family.
People can go to our website at democracynow.org for the whole archive of coverage of Troy Davis's case. Martina Correa, thanks for joining us. I'm Amy Goodman.
Hi, I'm John Liberty, and this is your WUSB concert billboard for Tuesday, March 29th. John Mayall will be playing 8 p.m. at the Bolton Center in Bay Shore. At 7 p.m., the Yellowbirds will be playing the Public Assembly Backroom in Brooklyn, New York. The Contemporary Chamber Players will be playing 8 p.m. in a free show at the Stoller Center for the Arts right here on the Stony Brook campus. Now for Wednesday, March 30th, Aaron Neville will be playing at B.B. King's in Manhattan at 8 p.m. Jessica Lee Mayfield will be playing 7 and 8:30 p.m. at Grasslands Gallery in Brooklyn, New York. Robert Brewey will be playing 7 p.m. at Ruvo East Restaurant and Bar. Contemporary Chamber Players will have another free show at 8 p.m. at the Stoller Center for the Arts on campus. On Thursday, March 31st, Ahmad Ali and Snap will be playing 7 p.m. in the Northport Tasting Room and Wine Cellar. Zach Williams and Bello will be playing 7:30 p.m. at Bell House in Brooklyn, New York. Gregory Brigler, trombone, will be playing 8 p.m. in a free event at the Stoller Center for the Arts on campus. And the Stony Brook Opera will be playing 8 p.m. at Symphony Space. And that was your WUSB concert billboard for the first part of this week. Keep listening to find out who's playing in the area. The concert billboard is also found online at WUSB.fm, where you can find out what's scheduled in the upcoming months so you can plan ahead. WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 FM and WUSB.fm.
Yes, it's true. You are listening to WUSB Stony Brook. The time is 6:02. Time for Off the Wall.
Listening to WUSB Stony Brook 90.1 FM during our radiothon. We would like to ask you to step up and show that you support non-commercial radio by going to the phone and dialing 632-6901. To thank you for your donation, you not only will be able to continue to hear the fine programming that WUSB has to offer, but we also have lovely phone volunteers standing by to share with you a whole host of premium choices, such as gift certificates, CDs, and WUSB paraphernalia. Please don't count on someone else to make that call. You are needed. The number to call is 631-632-6901 or visit our website at www.wusb.fm.
Land of radio. radio today. There are very few Oasis, and WUSB is one of them.
Listening to WUSB 90.1 FM, a local radio station attuned to the needs of the Long Island listening community. Right now, we are asking the listeners to help support WUSB during our Radiothon Pledge Drive. You can make a difference by calling 631-632-6901 and making your pledge of support. In addition to the warm, fuzzy feeling you'll get inside for performing such a generous act, you will also have a choice of premium items as a tangible thank you. Some options to choose from range from oh-so-cool WUSB paraphernalia like hats, sweatshirts, and t-shirts, but also CDs and gift certificates for local establishments. It truly is a win-win situation. Please call now at 631-632-6901. That's 631-632-6901. Thanks.
Who's there? What do you want?
Mary!
Show yourself, or I'll...
Mary! It's me, Sam!
Sam? You're fading. I can barely see you.
I know. It started with an email I got from a website. They promised me a huge tax refund.
Oh, Sam, you didn't.
Yes, I gave them my social security number. And now they're stealing my identity.
Behind this highly unlikely tale, there lies an all too scary truth. Beware of sites that promise huge refunds. If it sounds too good to be true, it's probably a scam. Instead, go to irs.gov for reliable tax information.
Oh, why'd you do it, Sam? The IRS never sends emails about your taxes.
I'm sorry, Mary. The site looked so real.
www.irs.gov, the one place to go for all things taxes.
Let's talk about something important. Call yourself a public radio listener? Well, how about you call yourself a pledger? Put that coffee down. Coffee is for pledgers only. Oh, have I got your attention now? Only one thing counts in this life, and that is pledging public radio. And if you can't pledge public radio, then goodbye. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it. Nice guy, who cares? Successful at your job? I don't give a damn. Good parent? Go home and play with your kids. You want to support public radio? Then pledge. A-B-P. A always B-B-P pledging. Always be pledging. Always be pledging. A-I-D-A. Attention, interest, decision, action. Attention. Do I have your attention? Interest. Are you interested? I know you are because you're listening to me right now. Decision. Have you made your decision to pledge? And action. The money's out there. They're waiting for you to pledge it. You don't? I got no sympathy for you. Pick up the phone. Here's the number to call.
Call 631-632-6901 or pledge online at WUSB.FM.
I don't think I could have said it better myself. Who were all those people that came through here? Kyle, how you doing?
Hi.
That's Kyle. This is Emmanuel. We're here for Off the Wall. And apparently, we need to do better than we did last week because we need to get more phone calls in here. And you heard the phone number, 631-632-6901 or 631-632-WUSB. Either one of those phone numbers will get to us. And yeah, we're in the middle of our spring fundraiser. And, you know, one of those messages didn't match. I don't know if you caught this, Kyle. I was kind of listening to all these things going by, and they were all pretty much on target. There was one that was sort of off topic, I thought. Did you hear that?
I didn't hear anything out of the ordinary. Well, I just heard the theme.
That whole identity, really, you didn't hear anything at all. This is all in my head. You're saying what I just heard is all in my head. No one else is hearing that.
I don't know what's in your head. I can't say.
All right. Well, if you're able to hear those messages, and apparently you're tuned into my head, and, I'm as perplexed as anybody as far as what exactly is going on. I just heard something about identity theft and paying taxes and the IRS and all that kind of thing. And, yeah, it's that festive time of year where people start thinking about all that fun.
I heard that.
You did hear that?
Yeah.
You're messing with me then. You said you didn't hear it. You said you just heard the theme. So you did hear the messages from all the people.
Well, I heard that it was tax season.
Well, you heard that. But you didn't hear the actual message. You just know that it's tax season.
Well, I might have. Now I don't know.
This is going to be a difficult hour. You know, you can make it a lot easier if you just give us a call, 631-632-6901. 631-632-WUSB. Yes, go ahead.
Well, we got one pledge last week, and this week we're hoping to double that.
No, this week we're hoping to quintuple that, at least. And we have something to really help people make that phone call. We rummaged through our archives and found that we actually have some of the books that we released last year, the Dear Hacker books. This is... This
awesome.
Is how many pages is that? But you've got one.
It's roughly 600 pages.
600 pages.
550.
Could you just sort of drop it from a foot onto the table? A foot out? Yeah, just do that, and let's hear how it sounds like. Wait, without me talking, try it now.
All right.
Wow, fell from one table to the other.
My gosh.
Well, that book is damaged, so we won't be giving away that one. But we do have more, and for a pledge of $50, 50, you'll get an autographed copy. Autographed by the two of us, right? Kyle and Emmanuel from Off the Wall.
We
will autograph it personally to you, but only if you call 631-632-WUSB, 631-632-9872, or 631-632-6901. We have all kinds of different phone numbers, but they all come to the same place. And inside we have volunteers that will be taking these phone calls. And this is a one-time offer that we have here tonight. For this particular fundraiser.
And this is a really awesome, awesome book. I wish I had more time. I got to make more time to read this book.
Maybe we should explain what it is to people who might not have any idea what we're talking about.
Well, basically what I have here is a collection of various letters that were selected by you, I believe, over the years, compiling it, and they were written in over a longer time, over like decades, right?
Letters to what, Kyle?
Letters to the editor of 2600 Magazine. And the real interesting part about that...
2600 Magazine?
Yeah, 2600 Magazine. It's the Hacker Quarterly.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, are you familiar? I love this magazine.
It's ringing a bell. Okay.
Yeah.
The only magazine for, by, and about computer hackers.
Correct.
And, you know, it's not a bunch of nerds talking about, you know, equations of things. It is occasionally, but it's also all kinds of other things.
Well, there's a lot of issues. There's a lot of topics, a lot of content, a lot of different types of things that people end up talking about. And over the years, these things have changed, and just as technology has changed over the years. And, there's these articles that get printed about various technological things or social things or legal things, and people invariably have opinions about those topics. Now, when you're reading an article, you don't get to give feedback and whatnot, but the really cool part about 2600 is people can write in, they can send an email, or they could send a letter. Yeah, they actually accepted letters, and I think you still do accept letters through the mail.
Yeah, absolutely. People still send us letters through the mail through the U.S. Post Office. Let me just point out, we did get a phone call, and Finn has already fielded that call, and he's now free. But what I was going to say was, if a second call were to come in, I would as per our agreement last week, I would have to leave the room. You left the room last week when we got a call, so I would have to leave the room to help Finn, and that would leave Kyle on the air by himself.
Oh, man, that's making me nervous.
Yeah, it should make you nervous.
Well, I do have a lot of letters I could read on the air, I'm empowered. I feel I have strength.
All right.
Well, with this book in hand.
Well, here's another phone call coming in. So if that is confirmed to be a pledge, then all we need is another phone call. Then I'll have to leave the room. And I don't know what's going to happen if a third call comes in. Then you'll have to leave the room and leave. Well, this music is going to run out, too.
Wow, that could be devastating.
Well, Finn's got a big smile. He's got a big smile on his face. So either he's taking another personal call, or it's a pledge. One of those two things. Or someone's telling a really funny joke.
Or maybe it's his tax accountant.
Maybe. Maybe he's due for a refund. 631-632-9872 for a pledge of $50. This book is yours with Kyle and my own signature on it. And with that information, you could, the PSA we heard before from the IRS about identity theft, that's the first step towards identity theft, is getting someone's signature. Do you know that? Yeah, that's something that, so we'll be signing with opposite hands than we usually write with, just to kind of obscure our signature a little bit.
Right, or extra messy, or we'll add letters, or cross the T's and dot the I's.
Yeah.
Cross the I's and dot T's.
I usually do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you have a letter to read. Our phone number is 631-632-9872. If another call comes in, I'm going to run out of the room. I'll announce that I'm running out of the room, and you'll be on your own. Now, this is one of the letters that was selected from 2600 Magazine that appears in the 600-page compendium of letters, hacker letters. Dear Hacker is the book.
Exactly, yes. So you actually allow you have an entire section dedicated to letters, and every issue has letters that are responses and things people have said.
Biggest about, section of the magazine, most popular section of the magazine.
Correct, and it's usually about previous issues or things that have come up, and so this section is very, very popular, and you were able to compile all of these letters and put them together in this very, very nice hardback book.
All it takes is one more call to make me go running out of the room. 631-632-9872. But you have to call before Finn hung up. He's too fast. All right. Well, now two more people have to call in for me to go running out of the room. Maybe people don't want me to run out of the room. 631-632-9872. For $50, this book is yours with our signatures on it. 600 pages, the best of the letters to 2600 Magazine. Do you have a selection that you
Yeah, so
to?
Let me read this letter. This is from 2001, and it's in the section The Magic of the Corporate World. And it begins, Dear 2600, why does 2600 have a problem with the MPAA? They didn't make the DMCA. How come more pressure isn't being put on politicians? And it's signed Kaiser Soze.
Wow. Okay, well, that's from the film The Usual Suspects. That's a character from there, obviously.
Okay.
And that was a rather serious issue because we got sued by the Motion Picture Association of America back in 2000, and we were the first test case for the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, which is the DMCA. So that sounds like a more serious letter. We have
Absolutely.
All kinds of serious issues and all kinds of comical issues. So.
Well, I had some
And we have a phone call, too. So another phone call coming in, 631-632-9872, assuming this one is a pledge. I'll go tearing out of this room like a herd of buffalo. Poor analogy, I know, but that's best I could do.
Water buffalo?
It doesn't matter. I don't like to be compared to buffalo in any manner.
Okay.
631-632-9872. You can be that call. Go ahead. Was there a witty response to that letter?
Well, I think it is witty. I think what generally people have come to expect from the responses is a rational sort of a good explanation and a reasonable answer, and people really look forward to getting a response, and especially people that love that section, they like reading this stuff. So here, let me read the response.
Okay.
It begins, there's this little lawsuit the MPAA filed against us that has probably swayed us away from their position. And they might just as well have written the DMCA themselves, since they are among the DC special interest groups who are directly served by it. How much pressure is put on the politicians is completely up to individuals.
And that's the whole response.
That's the response.
Well, that's a pretty serious response. And,
yeah.
And we do give serious responses. And we still don't have a second call. 631-632-9872. Be that second call. I'm still in the room. Yeah. Finn's still on the phone. Won't be for much longer because he's good. He gets through those pledges very quickly. And that's how long it takes to actually pledge to the radio station and get your signed autographed copy of the book, Dear Hacker, $50 pledge, 631-632-9872. Do you have, perchance, another letter? Maybe something a bit more lighthearted? Funny.
Oh, sure. Dear 2600,
mm-hmm.
Is there anything I can do with a Mac? Period. It's punctuated with a period.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything I can do with a Mac? And then the name is given.
Okay.
And the response was, somehow we doubt it.
Oh, that was nasty.
Yeah, that was a bit dry.
And Finn's off the phone now.
Right.
Finn's off the phone. So, you know, if only two people would call at the same time, then we could have a little bit of mayhem here. All right, so now we have to go back to the first caller, 631-632-9872. Be that caller. And pledge $50, and you'll get one of these books, one of these 600-page books filled with letters to the editor of 2600 Magazine and witty responses to those letters. Sometimes not witty, sometimes serious, sometimes sad. And it'll be autographed by Kyle and myself. And I guess that's about all we can say about it. And you don't have to get that either. You can get other things, too. You can get the WUSB shirts. You can get the WUSB sweatshirts and coffee mugs and tote bags, parachutes. No? All right. Well, we have most of those items and more, a lot more. But all you have to do is give a call, 631-632-9872. And here's something interesting. Do you know our total goal for this fundraiser is lower than it was last year because we're aware that people are feeling all kinds of economic issues, and we're trying to be as realistic as possible. Our goal is only $15,000. We've raised $15,000 on one show on the other radio station. So this is our goal for weeks of fundraising here at this radio station. That is how incredibly skilled we are at allocating funds and making sure things work, that we can survive on a mere pittance like this. So your pledge means so much in this particular place. You might say $50, what's that going to, that's just a drop in the bucket. Well, here it's a big drop in a small bucket. And you can help with that effort. 631-632-9872. Let's see that phone start. I've seen that phone light up. I've seen all five lines light up. We're just asking for one line to light up and then a second line if you want to see me run out of here and answer the phone myself. All you have to do is call 631-632-9872. You can call from overseas, country code 1. You can do all kinds of things. You can call your friends, your neighbors, and have them call as well. The book offer is only good until 7 p.m. tonight. That's right. You can't get it at 7:01 p.m. We're not giving this to Finn. He can't give this away. Not at 7:01. Mm-mm. Not going to happen. 631-632-9872. Maybe if we hear somebody else say something about this particular event that's happening here at this radio station, maybe that will make more of a difference, carry more of an impact.
Here's a great story. So way back in the day, I used to have a news show. And back on my news show, I had this idea that when there was a tsunami that hit Southeast Asia, and I figured, hey, we have a lot of people at the university, in the university community, who are big in the field of medicine and geology and physics. And so I had a couple scientists on who explained the action of the tsunami. And then I had someone else on who was a very well-noted doctor in the field and who was involved in relief efforts. And not too long later, we now have Mrs. Stafford.
I ended up being staff of WUSB after being interviewed on the station. And what's good about USB, like unlike a lot of other stations, is that I was able to tell the people that they should be careful about where they spend all this aid money after the tsunami. And then I spoke to Norm and I started working in the station. And the nice thing is that I can tell people on the air that sometimes medicines don't work the way they should be and they cost too much. And that's what's good about the station, the alternative opinions.
All right, and that was great. I mean, we have all kinds of cool people that work here, people who listen to the radio station, and you can be part of that family simply by calling in and participating in various ways. We have people writing to us, otw@2600.com. We have people who call us and talk on the air. Right now we're asking for people to call in and become part of the WUSB family by pledging and keeping us going, keeping us on the air. The phone number again, 631-632-9872. We are offering the Dear Hacker 600-page book filled with letters, yours for a pledge of $50. And it's autographed as well. I want to thank Penn from Ann Arbor. We want to thank Michael from Chicago. We want to thank John from Shirley. All you guys are getting really cool things sent your way, including cool vibes and our appreciation. Please join them. Call 631-632-9872. And every little bit counts. Every big bit counts. It all counts. And Kyle, do you have another letter to read?
Yeah, sure.
All
sure.
Right. There's no end of letters here.
This one is also from Strange Ramblings. The one from the that I just read was also from Strange Ramblings. But this one begins, "Dear 2600, I was wanting some advice, needing a hacker who could hack into my brain and get my mother out of there."
Oh, yeah, that happens a lot.
"Although the experience has been a trip of a lifetime, it's caused me to lose the things most precious to me. I wouldn't necessarily suggest it for the future. Any advice on how to get it to stop would be great. I am not the only person this has happened to. Be careful who you talk to about what. That's my suggestion. Headaches in Arlington."
Wow. And what did we tell this dear reader?
Yes. You said, "Well, we're sure glad you chose to talk to us about this. Maybe now your mother will stop calling us."
I do recall that. Yeah, that was a problem, too. We always get involved in these little domestic disputes, and it's always good when we're able to put an end to them. 631-632-9872. You'll have hours, days, weeks even of reading letters to the editor over the years. And this starts in 1984. I believe we brought it all the way up to 2009, 2010, somewhere around there is what we got up to. And they're divided up into all kinds of different sections. Actually, can you look at the table of contents? Remember what the sections are. In the very front of the book there, Kyle. Table of contents, yes.
Right.
Just tell me what the sections are.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I was engrossed.
He was engrossed in the letters.
Some of them.
You can't tear people away. God forbid your house starts burning down while you're reading this book because you won't want to put it down. You won't.
Right. Contents. We have introduction. Question upon question.
Yes, lots of questions.
Tales from the retail front.
Ah, yes.
The challenges of life as a hacker.
Many challenges.
Technology.
Mm-hmm.
The magic of the corporate world, from which I read a
section. Yes, we had an excerpt from there, and yep. It is a very magical place, a mm-hmm. wonderful kingdom.
Our biggest fans.
Oh, you know, you got to go to that section because that's a section where people really tear into us. And it's written with sarcasm in mind, that particular title, because they're not our biggest fans. And
I didn't know you guys had sarcasm in the magazine.
We have lots of sarcasm, and we have lots of people who don't like us, too.
Really? Okay.
We love hearing from them.
All right. Well, I've got my marker there.
Okay.
I'll continue. Behind the walls.
Oh, that's
another section.
That's a whole section devoted to prisoners who write to us because we get all kinds of people behind the walls in prison that depend on 2600 Magazine for sanity. To keep them in touch with the technological world and just what's going on out there. People who understand these things, people who want to play with technology and can't, they're able to keep their mind fluid by communicating via U.S. mail and trading information that way. That's how precious this is. If you find yourself in that unfortunate situation, this is how you stay sane.
Are there also students that are in that section who feel like they're in prison?
We didn't include schools from behind the wall. I don't think
there's
we included
a lot of parallels,
that.
You know,
not quite that cynical, but yeah, no, there are a lot of to mental institutions as well. In fact, you could say any college is a mental institution, couldn't
Indeed.
You? Indeed. Yeah.
I'll continue. A culture of rebels.
Okay.
And the last section, I believe, is Strange Ramblings.
Strange. Oh, yeah. I think you might have delved into that a little bit.
Yes,
a culture
yes.
of rebels, that's not the character who calls the other radio show. No, it's not a whole lot of them. It's basically people who rebel against parents or schools or corporations or governments or whatnot. They're all out there. They all read the magazine. And they all write to us, and we respond. 631-632-9872. But you know what? I haven't seen the call come in a little while, and I got to wonder. Maybe they've gotten to all the rebels. Maybe they've gotten to all the people with independent minds who question authority and share their experiences as the people on this radio show, as the people in that magazine do. Please join us. Please be a part of this. $50, credit card, check, money order, whatever it is you want to use to pay with. It's a sacrifice. It's not a huge sacrifice, though. It's something that is necessary to keep the radio station afloat. And without this voice, there would be so much lost on the radio dial. So many different viewpoints and so much music, so much alternative thought that we put out every single day. That's what really matters, and that's what drew me to this place. That draws so many people worldwide to this place. It's not just a local station anymore. I mean, we do have a broadcast a signal that reaches Suffolk County in New York, but we also have a big audience throughout the world now, and that's incredible that we're able to do that. We used to do shows way back in the 80s and in the 90s. And we've archived all that. We've archived those shows. We've put them online. And we have more people listening to those now than listened to them back then when they aired on the radio. And that's incredible. That gives you an idea of the reach of something unique and different. And that's what WUSB is all about. In fact, what WUSB stands for, Where Unique Sounds Begin. Did you know that? Yeah. People think it stands for University at Stony Brook. But no, it doesn't. Where Unique Sounds Begin. 631-632-9872. So you have a letter from our biggest fan?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. You have a big smile on your face, so I figure this has got to be a good one.
Yes. It begins, Dear 2600, Kevin Mitnick used to make threats and say, I'm going to kill you. I know who you are and where you live. Before he got busted 5 years ago. If he were really smart, he would know that cell phones are traceable. How would you feel if someone hacked into your 2600 website and changed your index.html file to something you totally disagreed about? And every time you asked or emailed the person who hacked you, they just said, "You suck and you're lame." And if you have to stop what you're doing and fix the website or hire someone to fix it, that costs money. This is like if a lock master constantly breaks into your house and keeps pulling up messages that said your door sucks and your lock is a bubble gum.
Oh, I hate that.
The law is the law, and if you guys got busted by what you're doing, then you're not the best. Illy.
Okay. What pray tell did we say in response to that?
Every now and then we get anti-Mitnick letters that are somewhat rational, but wind up blowing it with some inane or hysterical ranting. You, however, managed to skip the rational part altogether. You also managed not to include any facts at all, so we can't even refute them. Your lock is a bubblegum?
Yeah, I was wondering, what does that mean? Your lock is a bubblegum?
Not so sure. I don't know what
that
means.
The things people say, it's incredible. And they say them all to us.
Defiantly. Adamantly.
Really? Yeah.
They're confident. They know.
I like to see the state of people as they're writing the letter, you know. Are they all red-faced with rage and, have a shotgun in their hand or something?
Or they feel good. They feel good that they're doing it.
Big smile on their face.
Yes.
Sitting in a bathtub, perhaps.
They're laughing to themselves at this brilliant prose.
Oftentimes, we get letters from people that say all kinds of inane, crazy things, and then we get a second letter from them, maybe a couple of hours later, maybe a day later, saying, "Please excuse the previous letter. I was drunk when I wrote it." Of course, we always print those letters, too. Yeah. 631-632-9872 is our phone number, and...
Wow, you guys are really... You guys are really honest in here. I mean, if you want to read something that's got exactly what people say,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this is pretty unbridled as far as what people are saying, whether it's critical. And you guys are always civil with people, especially in this section, the our biggest fans section. I'm reading and I'm saying, oh, wow, I can't read that on air. But anybody out there could get a copy of this book for a pledge of...
$50.
$50.
631-632-9872. We have not had a call in a while, and I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's up.
And, I really encourage people to call in if they want to get a copy of this, because there's some really interesting speech in here. And, you know, in the medium of a book, you can publish and write whatever you want. It's still okay to write whatever you want. And there's just some amazing stuff, and you guys are really... really professional about the way you you deal with some of this criticism, because it's harsh and sort of a little bit of mean-spirited, and so I think you've been commended over and over for handling it, you know, a little sarcasm, but speaking your position quite clearly and concise.
Well, the thing is, you can't shield yourself to criticism. You
right.
can't just listen to people that praise and say nice things about you.
Absolutely.
Because then you don't have any way to back up your position. I welcome people who disagree or criticize or challenge, because that enables you to actually stand up for yourself and say what you believe in, why you're doing a particular action, and put it into words. And if you can't do that, then your position isn't very good to start with. You haven't thought it through. And sometimes we're proven wrong in that way. If we can't articulate it properly, well, maybe we're not doing the right thing. Maybe this isn't the proper course of action. Maybe we don't have all the facts. So it's always good to have that dialogue. And I think too often we avoid that. We try to avoid any kind of controversy or disagreement of any sort. And I think that's where you make progress with the disagreement, with the discussions that get kind of heated sometimes, but with mutual respect, I think, and there isn't always mutual respect here, obviously, but with the mutual respect, you can actually reach some kind of an understanding. Some of the letters here, obviously, are just kind of, no pun intended, off the wall, but we print them anyway.
Can I read one more, E?
Please.
This one is an example of sort of the clarity that you get from this discussion and from getting somebody else's opinion. This is also from our biggest fans, and it begins, "Dear 2600, on your website, in the foreign payphone section,
mm-hmm.
I'm very shocked that you incorrectly put my country Taiwan
oh,
as
boy.
Taiwan province of China.
Here we go.
I hope you would understand that such mistake hurts all Taiwanese. Taiwan is an independent country not a province of any other country. Please correct that mistake immediately to show your respect for all Taiwanese. Otherwise, we will take more actions to protect against such humiliation. Thank you.
Isn't it great how we get dragged?
Lao, Taiwan.
We get dragged into every single conflict in the world. We had that whole thing with Macedonia, the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. Greek people were angry that we were calling it Macedonia. Macedonians are angry if we say Phirum. All kinds of the Taiwan thing. Wow. What did we say about that?
Okay, let's all calm down here a moment. We're not in any way responsible for how your country, see, we use the word, is officially designated. That's the name according to the United Nations and subsequently the ISO 3166-1 standard. Those are the people to threaten.
Yes, yes, but we're easy targets, aren't we?
But yeah. There's clarity, you know? You can clear it up, you can explain your position, and move on. And that's just one example of the many sort of civil things that get worked out.
I do think it's a silly name for a country, Taiwan Province of China. I agree, it's a silly name, but
it is.
That is what they call them, and that's something that we're simply listing, on our payphone section, we're listing, as you said, the way the UN has categorized all the countries. Otherwise, there'd be all kinds of things we'd have to be changing. This way, we're just accessing one list, and when that list changes, we change the name of the country.
I've got one more.
All right, but you know what, Kyle?
I keep saying that. I know.
Yeah, I know. You can't stop reading it, but here's the problem. We're not getting phone calls. Let's get more phone calls, and we can read more excerpts. I think that's fair. I mean, the way that you're just diving into this book, you know, we have all kinds of world issues we were going to discuss, but the book is so fascinating that we're devoting all this time to this. If people call in and request the book, then it becomes worthwhile. It becomes worthwhile to our time to keep reading excerpts and talking about the background.
All right, I'll relent.
Well, we got to get the phone call. Help get a phone call in. This is your phone call, Kyle. Come on, let's see you bring one in.
All right. Well, I would just encourage people to
cast the reel and see what bites.
There's a lot of reasons to call. Basically, you're listening to a community radio station on the campus of Stony Brook University, WUSB FM, 90.1 on your FM dial. It's rare to have a community radio station out there that plays all kinds of music, has all kinds of radio programs, talk shows, all kinds of discussion and news, local stuff, as well as national and global things of national and global importance. We get to say what we want. We have no corporate dependencies. It's funded by you, the listener. Yes, you driving in your car. You've scanned the dial. Maybe you're streaming around the world, and you want to support this kind of speech. Maybe you live in a country where you can listen to this, but you can't say things like this. Maybe you're in the States and you feel like the corporations are keeping you from doing that. Well, keeping stations like this on the air, allowing us to bring this programming to you is all part of the game, but we rely on you, the listener, to support that game and support what we do. And right now we are offering several premiums, but for the $50 level, you can get this awesome book that is a compilation of the letters from 2600 Magazine. That letter section is quite popular, and it's been compiled into a book titled Dear Hacker, Letters to the Editor of 2600. So please call in at
631-632-9872. Now here's my offer. If we get one more pledge, I won't prevent Kyle from reading more letters because there are a whole bunch of really cool letters here. But we need that one more call, 631-632-9872. And unfortunately, until we get a call, Kyle may not read more letters from the book. I'm just sorry. That's the way it has to be.
My hands are tied, people. Please call in.
Yeah, I don't know why they tied your hands. That was a bit over the top there. Let's see if we can get a knife and undo that. There's no reason for that kind of nonsense. 631-632-9872. The phone is still it's ringing now. Okay, now we're just waiting for the confirmation from Finn that it's a bona fide pledge. And if it is a bona fide pledge, then you can move on, Kyle. He's talking on the phone there. He's smiling again. He might be fielding complaints too, because he does that a lot too. Whenever people call in to complain about the show, usually Finn is the one who picks up. Okay, I see him reaching for a pen.
Please.
Finn, that is a pledge. He's not listening. He's not listening to us. Can you believe that? He's in the other room and he's not listening to us. Yeah. All right. I'm going to assume that's a pledge. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Please, people, if you have a complaint today, just write it on the back of a notepad or a you know, an envelope and put it in the mail.
But let me also say that since Finn is on the phone now, again, if somebody else calls in right now, 631-632-9872, I'll have no choice but to go tearing out of the room to answer the phone personally myself, and then Kai will be left in here along with the book. Or maybe I'll make it interesting and grab the book, and then he won't be able to do anything. Yeah. 631-632-9872 is our phone number.
Don't scare me with that stuff. Take this book. I might not have any material.
It's what we call the sink or swim method of radio. Oh, where you find
trial
out,
by fire? Is that it?
You find out what you're made of. 631-632-9872. And you know what? There's a second call, but someone, who picked it up? Who picked up the second call? Someone picked up the second call. That's not playing fair, folks. We have another volunteer here somewhere. I can't see them. All right, we have two calls on. I'm sorry, whoever called in. I didn't mean to trick you. I wasn't trying to trick you. I was about to tear out of the studio, but we need a third call then. 631-632-9872. I'm sorry. Please, for the benefit of the person who just called in, if you're another person out there, this is how communities are built, folks. If for the benefit of the person who called in and was, oh, there it is.
Okay, Emmanuel, he's running, he's knocking. Oh, my God.
Ow!
Oh, watch out, watch out. Okay, he's ran out of the room. He's fielding this next call. And we've got a pledge drive in effect here. This is the Spring Radiothon at WUSB-FM. And I think we have our third pledge. Oh, wait, no. Emmanuel, he's come back. What's going on? In any event, we're offering several premiums today. You're back. You made it. Oh.
Let me clean up the mess first.
Wow.
They hung up.
They hung up.
I ran all the way out there. I tripped over Jim, okay? Jim Wiener's out there. I tripped over him.
Wow.
And they hung up.
All right.
That was not cool, whoever did that.
As I was saying, we have several premiums we're offering this evening. You can call in and pledge your support for WUSB-FM 90.1. That number is 631-632-9872.
That's correct.
Glad I got it right.
Yeah.
Oh. Nice, right? I've never seen you hurdle.
Well, I mean, I think I really banged it up good this time. It looks like it's swelling up.
We're still on air.
You know, I can't run like that anymore. That's a reality of life, you know? You just...
Don't start saying
you
that.
Just spend all this time on the radio station, and you know, you can't move around as agilely as possible. Day was, I could just jump over the console and if I needed to get something.
I was impressed by that. I don't know that I could hurdle like that.
Well, but it was impressive, Kyle. It was a good stretch there, but it was all for naught. You know, I got into the other room, and there were phones there, but the light had gone out.
Well, the important part is people are calling. They're supporting WSB. We've got these wonderful premiums tonight, and basically it's going to keep us on air. It's going to keep the station thriving and full of new programming and new life, keeping the equipment working, the transmitter on, and keeping the dialogue and the community alive. So please call in 631-632-9872. We've got awesome premiums. In particular, for $50, we've got the Dear Hacker Letters to the Editor of 2600 book by Emmanuel Goldstein.
Yes.
And we're offering that tonight as a thank you for your pledge of support.
Can I read one of the letters?
Please do.
Take a trip down memory lane. Oh, wow. It's hard to hold the book with my wrist in the state it's in right now. So I'm going to put it down on the console here. It's a heavy book. It really is. I'll go to our biggest fan, since that's one of our favorite sections. All right.
Should we stand for the reading?
No, we don't need to do that.
Okay.
Here we go. Dear 2600, I've been reading a magazine for 5 years, and the information in it has always been at the very least interesting. It's taken me until now to figure out the true purpose of the magazine, or what I believe is its goal. If you take everything written in the magazine at face value, then it would seem that it is against the type of world that was described in 1984. From what I have deduced, 2600 Magazine is not for free speech, is not pro-hacker, and it supports the creation of a totalitarian regime. The magazine's justification for printing information about various holes in different systems is that they should be fixed and can no longer be exploited. For instance, if the different bells redesigned their payphone system every time someone found a way to make free calls, it would eventually get to the point where an operator would have to come onto the line to verify that the call was legal. However, operators being human would not be perfect. 2600 would probably publish an article on how to manipulate the operators into giving you free calls, and the cycle would continue until it would be impossible to make a phone call without a camera behind you making sure that you were paying for it. So therefore, does 2600 strive for a world that is like that of 1984? Emmanuel Goldstein, in the end, was created by Big Brother, and it's probably its greatest asset. Signed, the propagandist. And our reply to that, well, it only took 12 years for someone to figure it out. And yeah, that's the truth. Sometimes we get nailed with our readers there.
Oh, I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta know what you're getting into.
Yeah, you know, I see what you were going through here, because I just get...
There's one, I marked one. It's rather short, though.
Well, okay, let me just read this one, and then I'm going to give it to you to read that one. Again, okay. Our phone number is 631-632-9872. I can't believe you spent almost a whole hour so far on this. And we do have to play another IRS public service announcement. I'll play that after this letter. How about that?
Okay.
Dear 2600, I just wanted to drop a line to you on notice of your publication. 2 days ago, the company I provide my services to was hacked. I have seen this several times in the past, since I am a professional... switch tech trained in several PBX and voicemail applications. I just wonder if you people realize the damage you cause or if you even care. You can't even use your real name while you're stealing. You punks aren't just crooks, you're cowards too. But I would imagine upbringing probably has something to do with it. Maybe it's just little sissy boy comp, you dork, who never had a daddy, who never worked a day in his life, or both. But realize this, hack me and I'll bust your balls. You're not that smart or even close to being good. We professionals laugh at punks like you. Later, scumballs. And it's signed, unreadable signature on a fax. And our reply to that was, you professionals can be so articulate. And it's true, because they can be, but they aren't always. And, wow. Sometimes people really get angry at us, and it's sounds great
like,
to see.
It sounds like a bad day at work.
It really, who knows what happened to him. And he fired off a fax to us, and wow.
A fax, that's high tech, man.
That fax made our day. Make our day now, 631-632-9872. You'll get the 600-page book filled with letters like that and all kinds of other comments that we've gotten over the years at 2600 Magazine. And the book will be signed personally to you from myself, Emmanuel, and Kyle over there.
Can I read that word?
Hang on.
Is that one of the words?
China?
No. Dumb A.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Yeah, you can say that.
Okay, right.
Wait, that's the one in all caps,
I was
right?
going to say but.
It's
dumb
all
but.
Caps. No, but yeah. Yeah, no, you can say ass.
Okay,
all
right.
We say ass all the time.
All right. As soon as I'm done, we'll discuss this more.
And thank you to the person calling in right now, 631-632-9872.
I just joined that person.
I might even walk out of the room calmly to get another phone call if another phone call comes in. I might. 631-632-9872. I'm not going to tear out of the room like I did before. That was really, in the end, I guess it was my fault. I did say I was going to play a PSA.
Play it.
All right.
PSA.
I've made promises,
so
Kyle, and
many
I have
letters.
To. All right.
Jimmy, snap out of it.
Huh? Wait. Yeah, it's all coming back to me now.
What just happened?
Oh, it was out of this world. Yeah, I was taken aboard the amazing withholding calculator.
Okay, it's a bit over the top, but here's the point. There's one reliable place you can go for help this tax season, and it's not outer space, but cyberspace. IRS.gov.
I want to go.
To IRS.gov?
Where else?
There really is a withholding calculator there and other tools, like one for tracking your refund. You can also learn how to e-file or free-file your taxes, and even choose an installment option if you can't pay your taxes in one lump sum. That's www.irs.gov.
Oh, I want to see it all, Jimmy.
Me too.
Let's go!
Words fail me. I mean, they've really gone over the top down there, haven't they? Not impressed, are you?
I want to go to IRS.gov.
Let's go then. How do we go there? How do we visit a website?
I can't wait. I've got all kinds of filing I plan to do.
All right then. Well, file away. Okay, so now you have a letter.
Well, and two, actually.
We have open phone lines, 631-632-9872. We're in fundraising mode. We have a book to give away for $50 pledge, 631-632-9872. The Dear Hacker collection of 2,600 letters, 600 pages of them. Pledge of $50, autographed by Kyle and myself. But you got to call in the next 10 minutes, 631-632-9872. Another letter for us, Kyle.
Dear 2,600, I ain't no hacker or cracker, but I know some crap about some crap. I know you could get my P word or other crap like that.
Well, he can't say password. He has to say P word.
It's the P word.
All right.
But I just got back into the scene. Legal trouble, you know.
Oh, because of the word ass is in there. That's why he can't say password. That's why he says P word. He doesn't want to say ass.
Well, but like
I said, you can say ass.
You're interrupting me.
I'm sorry. All right.
Legal trouble, you know. Amateur hacker gets screwed. Yeah, that was me. But what happened to Mitnick was bull. Sorry, I'm a little drunk. Screw the U.S. Screw the gov. What is it for? What is it to live for? Goodbye, dumbass spying U.S. gov. KHD.
Can we check to make sure that's not the initials of somebody who blew something up and did something really horrible? Because it sure sounds like he's about to do that.
Right.
But that was written, does it say when that was written? I think we divided it up by year.
I believe 2001.
Okay, so that was a long time ago. It was 10 years ago.
This is in the Strange Rambling section. Your response was, no, this did not come from China, but we got his P word, and Mitnick says hi.
Oh, boy. Awesome.
One more?
Really? Okay.
It's short.
Well, you know, let's get those phone calls coming in. We only have a few minutes left, too. 631-632-9872. A bunch of people have taken the book so far, and they're smart because this is a limited offer. You can't get this, an autographed version like this. And it's not just signing our name. We'll sign our name to you. Yes. We'll say name, whatever name you give us, thank you, or something like that, or maybe we'll say something about your name, or maybe we'll say, hey, how's the weather in Toledo, or whatever it is.
Best wishes, take care, and
all the best.
All the best.
And don't take any wooden nickels.
Regards.
Mm-hmm.
All those kinds of things.
Yeah.
But please, the important thing is pledge, support the station. We'll give you this awesome thank you, and you can spend many, many hours going through and reading hundreds of times what we've been able to read in this hour. It's
Think
amazing
it.
How riveting this
it's,
is.
We had a whole show planned with all kinds of other material involving bombings and nuclear things and tsunamis and politics. And somehow we were sort of sideswiped by just going through this book. And in 1 hour, we've only been through a handful of letters, but they've been so riveting. They've gotten our attention so much, and they're so entertaining to read that all this serious stuff we were going to talk about has just been put aside. Maybe we need to do that occasionally. Maybe we need to just sort of take a break from the realities of the world and be entertained for a while and educated at the same time. You can do that, too. You can do that a lot. You can have all kinds of reading material for a very long time. And maybe it's a good present for somebody else who needs to take a break from the realities of life every now and then. Although some of these letters are pretty real. Give a call, 631-632-9872. Pledge $50 and get your own personally autographed book, Dear Hacker. Now, Kyle, you have another letter for the folks.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was reading another one.
You were reading a letter on top of another letter.
Yeah, do you want me to read the one I was reading?
Read the one that you read first, then read the one you were reading.
Okay, all right. Yeah. The first one was very short. It says, Dear 2600, there is a matter of utmost importance that I must relay to you immediately.
Uh-oh.
I can eat 50 eggs. Gil Young.
Okay, and I know what the response to that was.
No man can eat 50 eggs.
And that's from Cool Hand Luke, okay? One of the best films ever made.
Yeah, baby.
And I don't know why somebody would write to us and say that, but we felt compelled to print it and to respond to it, and I guess we made somebody's day. I'm sure a lot of people out there know the film and know the line in question.
One more?
Yeah.
This is from the technology section, dated 2003. Dear 2600, at school we went on a walking field trip to some play or something, and on the way we saw an ATM. And I told my friends that I had read an article in 2600 that said if you press the right buttons, you can get to a hidden menu. So I went over to the standalone ATM and pressed all four corner buttons, and the menu came up, and it started beeping, like a PC does. It beeped 8 times, all my friends were laughing, and we still make jokes about it to this day. Thanks for the laughs, 2600. Satch379.
Did we say anything in response to that?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
We're always happy to provide amusement. And the fact that you probably have no idea at all what your field trip was supposed to be about is just icing on the cake.
It certainly is. 631-632-9872. Come, join the people who have gotten the book. Be a part of it. 631-632-9872. We guarantee you'll be entertained for some time to come. Another PSA? Okay, here we go.
Freddy, what's that?
Looks like a giant ballpoint pen. See, there's the tip.
Whoa, moving fast too.
It's bigger than the whole neighborhood.
And heading straight for us.
We hope this somewhat overacted yet gripping radio drama will remind you to sign your tax return before sending it in by the April 2011 deadline. Filing jointly, make sure your spouse signs too.
Look, over there.
An enormous calculator!
Also, please check your math and attach all your W-2s. Millions of taxpayers forget to do that. Of course, if you e-file your taxes, it's easier to avoid these common errors.
Oh my gosh, I think I see one of those
URLs!
www.irs.gov.
The place to go for lots more tips, forms, and all things taxes. Remember, www.irs.gov. Or we'll have to bring in the giant echo machine.
No!
You know, I think there's all kinds of copyright issues that could be brought up here. All right, we're out of time, but I want to thank everybody who's called in. And once more, 631-632-9872. What do you think?
I'm thrilled. I hope people pledge. It's the Spring Radiothon. Please.
Please give a call.
Call
631-632-9872.
Support the station. This has been really fun. And I hope people get a kick out of the book they got.
Yeah. Absolutely, it's something that you'll treasure, you'll read forever, and get a lot out of it. But you only have 4 minutes to call in. 631-632-9872. Pledge of $50, your own autographed copy.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
End of the road. Walk on pines and needles. See what they can do. Walk on gilded splinters.
Like the champagne.
It's quite delightful.
It tickles my moustache.
It makes my chest hair smooth.
And this is all thanks to the donations we received from people calling in at 631. 1-632-6901 and online at WUSB.FM.
Yes, indeed. I love swimming in our giant pool of diamonds.
Let's talk about something important. You call yourself a public radio listener? Well, how about you call yourself a pledger? Put that coffee down. Coffee is for pledgers only. Oh, have I got your attention now? Only one thing counts in this life, and that is pledging public radio. And if you can't pledge public radio, then goodbye. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it. Nice guy? Who cares? Successful at your job? I don't give a damn. Good parent? Go home and play with your kids. You want to support public radio? Then pledge. A-B-P. A always B-B-P pledging. Always be pledging. Always be pledging. A-I-D-A. Attention, interest, decision, action. Attention. Do I have your attention? Interest. Are you interested? I know you are because you're listening to me right now. Decision. Have you made your decision to pledge? And action. The money's out there. They're waiting for you to pledge it. You don't? I got no sympathy for you. Pick up the phone. Here's the number to call.
Call 631-632-6901 or pledge online at WUSB.FM.
It's Finn with you, Finn's Revolution, right here on WUSB, Stony Brook, 90.1 FM, WUSB.FM. You know you're listening. You know you love us. You know we love you. Give us a call, 631-632-6901. Make a pledge to this station. We got a whole bunch of cool stuff. It's music all night tonight, so stay tuned. Yeah, kids, you know the way to take care of business and do the right thing in the world? It's support community radio, support independent thought, support all the great things you hear right here on WUSB. If at any time this station has moved you, grooved you, or otherwise made you think, give us a call right now, 631-632-6901. If you ever won anything from us in the past, give us a call, 631-632-6901. And say a little thank you. $25 gets you some swag. $50 gets you more swag. And it's just more and more. It's all the way up. It's nothing but fun. 631-632-6901. I don't want to have to talk too much tonight. I hate having to try to raise money. But we got to do it. We have to stay on the air. Any small amount helps. As Emmanuel said earlier, what would be a very small amount to a giant corporate station, of which most of them out there are that are currently asking for your money, is a huge amount to us. So anything you can spare would be fantastic. 631-632-6901. We love you. Let's show the love. And let's take them down, kids.
When the boss comes calling to put us down, when the boss comes calling to stand your ground, when the boss comes calling, don't believe their lies. When the boss comes calling, he'll take his toll. When the boss comes calling, don't you sell your soul. When the boss comes calling, we gotta organize. Let them know we gotta take the bastards down. Let them know we gotta smash them to the ground. Let them know we gotta take the bastards down. When the boss comes calling, you'll be on your own. When the boss comes calling, stand alone. When the boss comes calling, we let them in. When the boss comes calling, we stand and fight. When the boss comes calling, we must unite. When the boss comes calling, we can't let them win. Let them know we gotta take the bastards down. Let them know we gotta smash them to the ground. Let them know we gotta take the bastards down. Down. When the boss comes calling, gotta stand your ground. When the boss comes calling, don't believe their lies. When the boss comes calling, they'll take his soul. When the boss comes calling, don't you sell your soul. When the boss comes calling, we gotta organize. Let them know we gotta take the bastards down. Let them know we gotta smash them to the ground. Let them know we gotta take the bastards down. Let them know.
632-6901. Give us a call. Make a pledge. Tell us you love what we do.
Yeah.